All right, good day, everyone. My name is Omar Jadallah. This is my first podcast. The podcast is called Colors in America, like the Crayola colors, like crayon. This is my first episode in doing anything. So I'm still learning. I hope you guys listen to me and help me out. And over time, we should be able to get the hang of it and use it. What I wanted to discuss is the coming election. First, as Americans, we are living in a time we have never witnessed in our lifetime in modern history. I'm talking about the last 90 decades. We had hiccups of cultural movements. These movements were organic in nature. For example, the 60s, which was called a generation gap, as my social studies teacher told me, these movements were organic as the flower children. They were high on LSD and stuff. They wanted the movement, the love for all. They were going through a moment in history when change comes from within the people. Sometimes it's progressive to others. Sometimes it's just a stalemate of feeling good or whatever, or questioning everything around them, or questioning the reality. We have the 70s, and we also, the 60s also gave birth to the civil rights movement, which changed a lot of things in our society. Then it led into the 70s with the women's rights movement and the sexual revolution, whatever. The situation I want to bring you to, or the idea, is where we live in here is the opposite. We are living right now, or we are witnessing the most extreme and idiotic situation we've ever been in. We have elected a president who lies purposely. He will lie about something that he knows he's lying about, that he knows everybody in the room knows he's lying, but he'll still lie. And nothing happens. I give you one example of a situation. It's a small thing. It doesn't mean anything, but I showed you the mindset or the mentality of this president. One time he was meeting a world leader, you know, when they sit in the Oval Office, you know, those golden chairs, and they talk to the press and everyone discuss their friendship. He starts to go on autopilot and starts telling us that his father, Fred Trump was born in Germany, and he goes, he was born in Germany in a beautiful small village. He gives the descriptions and everything. The problem is, we know, all of us, everybody, that his father was born in Queens, New York. Now the question, why would the president of the United States, the most powerful nation in the world, leading 330 million people, needs to lie about things that they shouldn't be even lying about? Why would you lie about the birth of your father's place? That gives you an idea to his mindset. He's living in a world where he thinks he has to lie no matter what. He lies about everything. As a matter of fact, the Washington Post, they say that he has lied more than 20,000 times on misstatements or mistruths. It took the media 2.5 years to call him a liar. We know he was a liar from day one. He's a piece of shit. He's a liar. He's a clown. I grew up in New York. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I'm from New York. He's from New York. I know him, and he knows us. We know he's a clown, and he's always been a clown. I can remember in the 80s when I was a teenager going to high school, I would walk by the newsstand where they sell newspapers outside, and you always see his picture on the tabloids, like the New York Post or the Daily News or New York Daily News, with Mabel or whatever, his wife, scandal, sexual affairs, all the scandalous bullshit. And everybody knew he used to hang around in clubs every night trying to pick up drunk women and take advantage of them. Everybody knows this guy. But the problem is, he found a following. That following is it's a segment of our society that believes it has that its privileges are under attack, or that it needs to reaffirm its authority or its leadership or its majority privileges, whatever. I don't know what's going on, because I feel like everybody's living the same and everybody has the same opportunities. As citizens of the United States, we have everything. I mean, you got the rich, the poor, the middle class, but everybody's satisfied with what they got. I don't get up every morning and say, oh, Elon Musk is $100 million. He has $100 billion and I don't have it. I don't care. As long as I could pay my mortgage or my rent or my car payments, I'm good. Watch a football game on the weekend, everything is good. Now, to get back to the clown, Trump. You know, I struggled when he first was elected. I knew he's a buffoon. I wrote it on my Facebook. I knew he was an idiot. I knew he was a liar. I knew everything about him. I knew he was a con artist. He wrote to the presidency on the racist birther movement. He quote the, we have a lot of them, people who say certain things and they attract the racist segment of our population. And they catch that bug. Once they get those likes and those followings and those tweets, they go keep on going and going and going and going and going. He wrote the birther movement and he continued because he found people willing to listen. Like the people in the Midwest or in the Rust Belt, people who are nice people, but they felt like this is their savior. And he's scaring them. Oh, the brown menace, they're going to take over the demographics. You're going to this, you're going to lose your privileges. You don't have no privileges. If you go to Appalachia or West Virginia or Alabama, you have the worst city in the world. You see white, poor whites living in shanky houses, missing teeth, malnourished. They don't have nothing, and they still will go vote Republican because they say that they're going to lose their privileges. How are you going to lose privileges that you don't have? They're just scaring the daylight out of you. Anyway, this president has used everything. He has demonized Muslims, African-Americans, ball players, everything. He lives and breathes on division. Do I think he's a racist? He's an idiot racist. He's not like a dangerous racist. But the problem is he has people listen to him who are dangerous. He's an equal opportunity person. He's like a, you know, when somebody has HIV and the immune system collapse and they die from an equal opportunity disease. That's what he is. He is willing to use division and lies and cheating. Look at him. Look all the scandals that has happened, and people still don't see it. All his campaign managers, either they're all in jail or are going to jail, or they've been let out of jail. All his first cabinet, they all resigned. They were all corrupt. He had one guy, I think he was the leader of the, I don't know what agency he was. He was a congressman. He had his Secret Service go from hotel to hotel to get him the oil from the hotel, you know, in the bathrooms. That's how lowly these people are. Man, just get the name and go on Amazon. You can get as much as you want. Anyway, in 25 days, we are heading to an election. I think it's the most dangerous moment in our history as American, as these United States of America. We are faced with a racist president, an extremist, a hypocrite, a liar, who is not being checked by people who know better. Like the Ted Cruz of the Republican Party, the other idiots. They're all very educated people. They graduated from Harvard, well, Yale, and they know what's going on, but they refute. But they choose to be silenced and see the country collapse in front of their eyes. Thinking if we pack the courts with conservative judges, we got 200 conservative judges confirmed. Now we're going to take over the Supreme Court. Don't do an overkill, because you have the majority of Americans did not vote you into office. The Republican Party is a minority party. It's not a real party. It's like 25% of the population. They are in power because they use gerrymandering and they cheat voter suppression. Now, anyway, in 25 days, we have to make a decision. As Americans, do we want an America for everyone? A stable America? An America that goes back to its core beliefs, that we hold all these, self-evident that all men are created equal in the eyes of God? Oh, no. We need to make that decision on November 3rd. This is a referendum on racism. If the clown Trump gets 63 million Republican votes again or more, that's on them. Because last time we could say they didn't know who he is, they wanted something different, they wanted a disruptor, whatever. Now you know who he is. You have no excuse. Every vote for Trump is a racist vote. Because you know better, the guy, you already see. He's cheating. He wants to slow down the post office. He's creating all these chains. I'm going to send people to the poll with guns to watch nobody cheats. Listen, I can guarantee you two things in America. We Americans don't do. We Americans don't cheat in sports. When we play sports or we watch sports, we want to see a fair game. And we don't cheat in elections. We don't even go to vote, let alone go cheat and vote twice. But this time, everyone has to go and vote like their life depends on it. Because America's stability, America's prestige must be upheld. And we must regain our country and pull it back from the cliff of collapsing or falling down. Thank you. This is my first podcast. I don't know if I made a good point or I don't know if I put them in order. But slowly but surely, I think I will get there. Thank you and God bless and have a good night. Bye-bye.